Feeder cattle futures recovered some lost ground on Tuesday. Many analysts expect this Friday's monthly cattle on feed report to be decidedly bullish. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of December. Feeder cattle futures retraced the previous session's losses on Tuesday, perhaps with support from early positioning ahead of Friday's monthly cattle on feed report. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 96 cents higher, from 60 cents to $1.52 higher. More about that cattle on feed report momentarily. Live cattle futures softened an average of 21 cents lower, except for an average of 17 cents higher in the back three contracts. Pressure included reduced packer production last week and likely reduced production again this week, diluting some opportunity for cash prices to advance. Corn futures closed 1 to 4 cents higher through May of 24 and then mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 11 to 17 cents higher through SEP of 23 and then mostly 7 to 8 cents higher. Choice wholesale beef prices continued their recent surge higher, due in part to the aforementioned reduction in packer production. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.22 higher Tuesday afternoon at $265.05 a hundredweight. However, select was $4.67 lower at $233.90. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $155 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, and they were $155 to $157 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $248.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 Podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
I had just a couple of weekly Tuesday auctions to share at press time. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $5 lower, with instances of $10 lower at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $10 to $20 lower and then steady to $5 lower at heavier weights. There are 3,181 head on offer. And at Winter Livestock in La Junta, Colorado, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady in a light test at all weights. There are 1,486 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices firmed on Tuesday, ending the recent losing streak. Perhaps bargain hunting was part of the support, given the Bank of Japan's surprise decision to allow a rising interest rate for its 10-year government bond, fueling the yen higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 92 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 3 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 1 point. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 72 cents to 90 cents higher through the front six contracts. As mentioned, many analysts expect this Friday's monthly cattle on feed report to be decidedly bullish. According to David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, early pre-report estimates have placements ranging from 94 to 98% of year ago. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, he explains lower placements are driven by fewer feeder cattle available than last year and seasonal declines. He adds that the feeder cattle index, calf and feeder cattle sales data, and cattle imports from Mexico all indicate smaller placements than last year. With November marketings pegged to be about 1% more year over year, Anderson says the December 1st on-feed inventory is estimated at about 97.5% of last year, and he notes that would be the fewest December on-feed numbers since 2017. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.